From the studios of KPBS in San Diego, California, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 4th of March. Good to have you here, everybody, on day three of what looks to be a long haul as Congress and the president continue to disagree about how to handle the federal budget. That gets us, quite conveniently, to the news of the day. Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, presently the head of the Walmart Foundation, has worked in the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, before. So one can assume she knows what she's getting into as she decides to run the place. Of course, you know that old saying about what happens when you assume? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going today.
If you hear budget director and think pencil pusher, take that image and merge it with a lion tamer. There, that is closer to the role of the director of the OMB. Jim Miller would know. He was the budget director under President Reagan.
Well, you have to have a lot of skills. One is you need to be a geek of sorts. You need to be an accountant of sorts. You need to be an economist.
Plus, enough political savvy to negotiate a Washington where everyone wants something from you. And with the sequester in full swing...
I just can't imagine taking over as director of OMB at a more difficult time.
Isabel Sahil, with the Brookings Institution, worked in the OMB under President Clinton. She says the job now will be lots of budget cutting with no way to soften the blows.
You will have no candy to give out. So you have no way to sort of sweeten any of your requests. It's all going to be pain all the time.
But lest you think the new director will be short on friends, not so. Jeffrey Berry is a professor of political science at Tufts University. He says the OMB director is the gatekeeper to the president and the country's purse strings. So if confirmed, Burwell will be one powerful woman.
This is also a time to shine. So yes, it's high stress, but there's a risk reward that could make the new OMB director a star.
What's that old proverb? May you live in interesting times? These times could be both a blessing and a curse for the new budget director. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.